a great story surrounding homebred Angela Renee in the Central Bank Ashland. And I thought that this was one of those stories that people would really enjoy hearing, because it's a feel-good story, and there are a lot of positives surrounding that story. David Pope is the president of Sienna Farm, and he is with me now. They not only own homebred Angela Renee, but they also bred Bluegrass Stakes contender Ocho Ocho Ocho, so it's a huge day for them here at Keeneland. David, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mike.
Happy to have you on board, and looking forward to the visit here this morning. Let's start with Ocho Ocho Ocho, son of Kentucky Derby winner Street Sense, out of a horse chestnut mare by the name of Winner. Now, you always want to believe that every horse you breed is going to turn out to be this special, but David, could you ever imagine?
Oh, you can never imagine. You know, when you have these horses, every horse is a dream. You know, you're dreaming that they can go on to a Kentucky Derby, but you know what the odds are. You know, if you have 22,000 foals in a crop, 11,000 are colts, only one of those will win the Kentucky Derby. You know, 20 of them may compete in the Kentucky Derby.
How did that mating come about for Ocho Ocho Ocho?
Well, it's a team approach in our mating. So we start off with getting pedigree information. Nacho will go and look at the physicals. We get input from Doug Coffin. We get input from TaylorMade. We look at everything we can and sit down at a table and kind of hash it out and figure out what we think is the best mating, give us the best racehorse, and possibly best sales horse if we need to sell them.
How often have you been in touch with trainer Jim Cassidy over the past couple of months?
Actually, we have not been in touch with him, so I'm looking forward to talking to him today.
You may have to ask him who jockey Santiago Gonzalez is when you get a chance to talk with him. A lot of people don't know him.
I don't know him either, so that will be the first question.
Actually, a native of Venezuela. I went back and looked. He's a three-time Grade 1 winner in South America, so he's no stranger to big races, and that, you know, maybe bodes well for Ocho 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 this afternoon.
Well, you know, Ocho 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 did very well out at the Breeders' Cup when they took that race off the turf, and it was sort of a wet track that day, a wet fast track. So, you know, with yesterday's rain, it may help him.
Let's focus our attention on the race preceding the Bluegrass Stakes, the Central Bank Ashland. Angela Renee, the first Grade 1 winner bred and raced by Sienna Farm. She's a full sister to millionaire To Honor and Serve, who stands at Gainesway. But, David, her story is so much more than simply her accolades and her pedigree.
That's correct, Mike. You know, it's a special time for us. You know, a lot of people ask me how we came up with the name. And Angie was actually a lady we interviewed back in 2008. She was actually our cleaning lady. And we built the farm. We built a brand new office, a brand new main house, and we needed somebody to come in there and clean it and keep it nice looking, because we want to have the right impression when we have guests at the farm. And I still remember when we interviewed her, we kept going back and forth on the day she would work. And it almost felt like she didn't want to do what we wanted to do. But later we found out that the reason was she was undergoing a battle with cancer and was trying to schedule her cleaning hours around her chemotherapy. So we felt, you know, imagine how bad we felt at that point, so we immediately called her up and hired her to clean the office and the house. And she, her and her mom would come twice a week, and it was amazing. She was a very brave woman. We thought the world of her. I mean, to see someone who goes through chemotherapy during the day, come there, sometimes have a mask on because their immune system was down, but was always there, always working. And it was really sad for us when she lost her battle the following year. She was actually 38 when she passed away. And, you know, she left a husband and two daughters. And it was just, you know, it was something, what can you do, you know? So after a few years passed, Anthony, Nacho, and myself decided to talk to the family and see if they would allow us to honor her memory by naming a filly, Angela Renee. But we told them at the time, we didn't want to just name any filly, because you know how this works. You know, one-third of the fillies will never make the track. We didn't want to have a horse that would never start or have, you know, run in subpar races. So we wanted to wait till we found something that we felt was special. You never know for sure, but we wanted to at least have a high confidence. Well, when Pilfer pulled out the Bernardini filly, she was absolutely beautiful. And I have to thank Twin Creeks for that mating because, you know, honestly, on that one, To Honor and Serve was running. He was winning Greatest Stakes as a two-year-old. It was very easy mating for us. We just copied them. And we loved the filly. She was the star of the crop. And so we sold Pilfer in the November 2008 sale, or excuse me, November 2012 sale for $1,950,000. So we were pretty pretty happy with that. And at that point, our plan was to keep the filly and maintain that presence in the family. Obviously, the value went up significantly. And when the September sale came around, we actually sent her to the sales ground to be sold. Well, before we even got her settled into the stall, Anthony called me up and said, change his mind, bring her back. So we called the van driver. He was still there at King Run. They walked right back in, brought her out. She was there maybe 5 minutes. Well, the following week, we were talking about it. We're trying to decide what we were going to name it, and we remembered the commitment we made to the family. And we felt this was the right filly to do it with. So we called him up and said, look, we would like to name this filly Angela Renee. We'd like you to come out to see her and get your picture taken with her. So we went out. We got a halter with a nice brass nameplate, Angela Renee. We filed all the naming with their jockey club, got a nice pedigree with the name on it, brought her mom and dad out and her brother out on Saturday to see the filly before she shipped down to Ocala. Well, it was, as you can imagine, a very emotional time for them. There was a lot of tears, but they assured me, you know, they were very happy and delighted we thought enough of Angie that we wanted to do this. Well, I sit in my office about an hour and a half later, and Sue calls me up, Angie's mom, and she was crying. And, you know, I was kind of nervous about naming a filly after someone who had passed away, and it was so near and dear to somebody. But she assured me again that these were tears of joy, but she had a question for me. And the question was, on the pedigree, there was a date. It was March 14th, 2012. And she asked me what the meaning of that date was. And I explained to her that was the foaling date of the filly. And then she told me that was Angie's birthday and asked me if I knew that. And, Mike, we had no idea. It totally floored us. And goosebumps just ran up my, you know, I was speechless. So needless to say, I had to go down the barn and talk to my foreman, Paco, and we were talking about it. And he told me, he says, you know, someday when you're in the paddock and you see the jockey, he said, just tell him don't worry about anything. He's going to have an angel riding on his shoulder. And so we've been very blessed with this filly. We have taken the family with us to Saratoga to watch it run in the Adirondack. We took some of the family with us to the Breeders' Cup. But ultimately, you know, my goal is to get the family in the winner's circle with the filly. And it doesn't matter if it's today or another day, but I just want to get them in the winner's circle with her.
That's an amazing story, David. And I know that this afternoon will be emotional because you'll have her mom, Sue, and her dad, and you'll have her two daughters out here with you at Keeneland this afternoon. And boy, it would be a special moment if they were indeed all in the winner's circle together with Angela Renee.
It sure would be. It sure would be. And you
I'll give you
probably
one more.
See a lot of tears flowing and a lot of, but it'll be tears of joy.
I'll give you one more little tidbit that plays into the story. Maybe it's a bit of a stretch, but John Velasquez, who's aboard Angela Renee this afternoon, his only other win in the Ashland came with a filly by the name of Fleet Renee in 2001, so maybe a bit of an angle there as well.
Well, hopefully you'll have good luck with her today. That would be neat.
David Pope, president and co-owner of Sienna Farm. They will send out Angela Renee in today's Ashland. And David, thanks so much for taking the time to tell this story, and all the best here this afternoon at Keeneland.
Thank you very much, Mike.